I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Short week for the Giants as they took on the Washington Redskins on Thursday night. Coming up on the program, we'll look back at the 25th anniversary of the New York Football Giants Super Bowl championship squad and their reunion weekend. You don't want to miss that. Plus our legacy interview with the touchdown maker, Stephen Baker. But to get things started, Justin Pugh was very focused in this offseason about getting into optimum shape, and he had a unique training approach.
Guys, it's Justin Pugh from the Giants here. I just want to bring you guys out here to LA where I train in the offseason, to my gym, Unbreakable, where I do MMA training, boxing. It's a little bit of alternative to get us ready for the season.
Get under me, stay low. Nice and low. Good. Boom, under. Okay? Boom, under. Good work, good work, good work. I like it.
I met Glazer during the Broncos-Seahawks Super Bowl. That was in New York, and he was telling me to, you know, come out to his gym, try it out. He was just opening his gym up.
We do a lot of body-on-body work, which is going to do right now. Lower your levels, Justin. Lower your levels. Lower your levels. Shoulder width apart. Time. Switch it up. I've always been around working out with different athletes, and especially I got involved in the fight game very, very early. And back then, we didn't really know how to train, especially in the early days of mixed martial arts. As a player, the lower you are, the better. Leverage wins all, right? The only way to get leverage, you got to be under somebody. We teach these guys body control, how to really impose their hips and impose their will. If I'm a defensive lineman playing against Justin Pugh, and boom, we get our hands on each other, and I can move him that way, I can either rip through or he's screwed, okay?
And we're in here working hard. I mean, some of the hardest workouts I've done in my life, through college, through pros.
8, 9, 10, down. Good. Jump. 1, 2.
I've like gotten 10 times better since I got here. Now I'm being successful in the mat. I'm seeing that reap the benefits, and my mental attitude has definitely changed. And I think I'm definitely going to bring the fighter mentality back to you know, the Giants offensive line.
Very good. You come in here, it's one thing that nobody else has. We have this guy over here named David. Everybody talks about strengthening your core. We're the only place that spends a ton of time loosening your core. The looser your core, the stronger you'll be.
8, 9. Nice. Beautiful.
This is the last thing I do here at the gym. This is Jan Pellucci. She's like a rehab specialist. So we come over here, she gets us right, gets us back into it. They're like hitting trigger points and like hitting like inflamed areas. And literally she's working on my foot right now, going all the way down to my foot. I mean, I was hoping to just gain an edge. Guys try to find all sorts of different training, and I think this is something that has changed my conditioning, has changed my mental attitude, has changed everything about the way I approach the game, and I'm looking forward to taking it back and using it on the field.
Players find all different ways to have fun during the offseason and work at their craft, but sometimes you need to get away from the game. So Rashad Jennings, who's a man of many seasons, decided that he'd try his hand at making some sushi.
I'm here at Asia Bay, and I have the pleasure of Chef Rex here with me. He's going to take me through the 101 on how to make sushi.
The rough side, always on top.
The rough side, always on top.
Then grab some rice, then just put it on the very top. Spread it out.
All right. 2 crab sticks.
I love cooking, and this field of cooking inspires me because I love sushi. There's a way to make it health conscious, and it's good finger food.
Here to flip.
Yeah, flip it. Tuck it in.
Voila.
Oh, here we have a California roll. Crab stick, avocados, cucumbers, seaweed, surrounded by rice.
It's good eat.
This came out pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I told him. He's going to be the new head chef.
We're just getting started here on Giants Access Blue. When we come back, we'll tell you about the touchdown maker off the field as we continue after this here on My9. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants celebrating this season the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl XXV champions, the 1990 New York Giants. Stephen Baker had a clutch touchdown catch in that game at the end of the first half. He was known as the touchdown maker, but he's got a wide range of interests off the football field.
Giants legend, clutch performer,
touchdown taker,
community leader, collector, and a self-described super nerd. But for Stephen Baker, life after football has given him more of an opportunity to enjoy some of his favorite hobbies, and a tour around his New Jersey apartment would make any Giants fan envious.
All right, so this is my section. This was done by Michael Jackson, good friend of mine on Facebook. It's my touchdown in the Super Bowl. This is also done by someone on Facebook, a great rendition, I must say. This is my tribute to Super Bowl 25. My Super Bowl replica trophy, and the greatest kick miss in Buffalo Bills history, and the greatest for Giant fans. All my memorabilia from the Super Bowl, I have the guide, it's in mint condition. This is my little wall of fame here as well. And this is the picture I'm most proud of all my teammates. You know, it was a special year for us. And this is me doing my nerd thing. I'm a big Marvel fan. I love Spider-Man. I love Iron Man. And, you know, I love this. Every time I come home, I walk down the hallway. Sometimes this thing scares me because I forget it's here. Batman, of course. Who doesn't like Batman? Love my Darth Vader. I love my Star Wars. I mean, how could you not like this thing? It makes noise. It don't get no better than that. Only a nerd would like something like that, and that's me. This is the Millennium Falcon Lego. Unlike the other one, which is a toy, this was a Lego that I had to assemble. It was very time consuming, but very rewarding. Most people don't know, but I always wanted to be a Formula One driver. I love speed. This is my Thrustmaster F1 replica wheel, where I can race on any F1 track and race online against other opponents. Well, ever since I was a kid, I always wanted a remote control airplane, but back in the day, those things used to cost about $400. So when I got my first NFL check, I went right to America's Hobby Center and bought a remote control car. And now it's escalated into airplanes, helicopters, cars, try to do a little bit of all. This is my helicopter section. Starting off with my big boy here. This is a gasser. Back in the day, we flew these big 8-pound monsters. And they run on gasoline or nitro fuel. But the hobby now has gone more electric. So I have an electric 500 EC-135 here. And one of my favorite planes ever would be the P-51 Mustang Redtail. This is my tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen. She's due to take flight before this summer is up. You know, I've been doing this ever since, what, about 15 years now? This is my home away from home. Any sunny day, if I'm not busy, this is where you'll find me. That excitement that I had on game day, and I'm not joking, when I gotta fly a new plane or a helicopter, I get that same excitement when I gotta drive to the field. I'm making preparations like I did for the game, getting all my stuff ready, and it's like game day every time. I try to fly things that save people's lives, just a passion of mine. So this is a medevac helicopter. And it just looks so nice against this sky and the trees and the background. To me, this is like playing in the NFL. It's the best hobby in the world. If I could do it all over again, I probably would have wanted to be an engineer. This is my little way of being a little engineer because, you know, it's a lot of technology involved and it's just a lot of fun. This has always been a passion. I also tell the kids it's okay to be a nerd. But I'm a cool nerd. I said, how many nerds you know scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl? I always explain to people that I'm a fan that was able to play the game. When I go fly my helicopters, wherever I go, I always have on a Giant hat or a Giant shirt. And to be a part of something so cool, you know, I always dreamed of playing in the NFL. This team took a chance on me, so I'm still living the dream.
That look at Stephen Baker brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, 25th anniversary of the Giants. They gathered at MetLife Stadium last weekend. We'll show you the highlights as we continue after this.
This week's feature has been brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Last weekend, the Giants celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl XXV champion Giants, the 1990 Giants. Here's a look back at that reunion weekend.
It's hard for me to believe that it's been 25 years since that miraculous season, but I tell you, this is such a special group of guys, a special group of players.
Well, it seems like a long time ago, but you know what? You get back here and you see the guys, and you start seeing some video of it, and you know, maybe it wasn't quite that long ago, but a lot of stuff's still fresh in your mind, and that, to me, is pretty amazing.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing? Great to see you.
Glad to come.
You look great.
Thank you.
This is really a special group, and a tremendous leader in Coach Parcells, who encouraged us all to take care of one another.
I think of all the teams I ever had, without question, this was the most resilient, mentally. You know, you have your personal life and your professional life, and then you've got your memorable events, and this is one of those.
Will!
Hey, Coach!
Big dog!
How you doing, man?
Come on, man.
I see some of these guys, I haven't seen them in a long time, and what we accomplished 25 years ago, it's fantastic. It's always good to come back to New Jersey, New York, and be a part of this organization. We're always been close, and I think we'll remain close because we have no choice because we're champions. And Bill said a long time ago, nobody can ever take it away from you.
So we put the anniversary patch on one sleeve and the Super Bowl patch on the other. And this is in honor of Stephen Baker, who never got a jacket, and I hold it to him forever. So finally, Stephen, you get your jacket.
Good afternoon, fans. Today, the Giants have a very special presentation as we honor and pay tribute to one of the greatest teams in Big Blue history. Number 89, Mark Bavaro. The Super Bowl MVP, Otis Anderson. And Hall of Famer, number 56, Lawrence Taylor.
In Super Bowl 25, they didn't give us a chance. Nobody thought we can do it. A backup quarterback, an old running back, but we had you guys.
We're glad to get back together, share it with each other, celebrate it with you, and we thank all you Giant fans, me personally, for your undying support for all the years. Thanks a lot. Go Giants!
Throughout the course of the season, we will celebrate the 1990 Super Bowl champion Giants. Here's a 25th anniversary moment featuring Mark Ingram.
You can talk about any other play, but Ingram's third down was the most amazing and probably the most exciting third down in Super Bowl history.
Hostetler has the ball and the snap throws complete. He's got Ingram for maybe a first down. He'll try to the 20. Yes, he's got it. What effort. What effort.
Just an unbelievable play. You know, stopping on a dime, twirling, hopping on one leg, everything that he could do to get that first down. That was sort of the signature of our whole team. Every individual that we played in that game was doing the same thing. It was laying everything out on the line.
He broke at least five tackles in getting that first down. He looked almost like a running back running through the different defenders when those people had good shots at him. And I remember saying to Mark Ingram himself after the game, in my opinion, that was the greatest non-scoring play in Super Bowl history up to that point, and I really believe that.
One of the most memorable plays in Super Bowl history, Mark Ingram on 3rd and 13. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Much more of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and Tom Coughlin and the J Fund have always given back to the community.
The idea behind this was Jay McGillis, and the J Fund Foundation was established in Jacksonville. When I left to come to New York, The J Fund team wanted the foundation to stay and to be in place and continue to support us, and so we're able to continue to help. How do we help them? We do all the things that fall through the cracks. We pay for mortgages, we pay for car payments, we pay for groceries, we pay for electric bills, we pay for funerals. We do all of those things, and the response the people in New York has been fabulous in that we're able to now go into the hospitals, et cetera, in the greater New York, New Jersey area and help children who have leukemia and their families and other forms of cancer. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, buddy.
You're a good boy.
It's always so fulfilling, and we get back so much more than we give. It's just a reward that I can't describe.
It's an incredible experience. And to think about these children and their parents, all they care about is that that young person has a good day.
And one of the best days of all happens each summer when kids come to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center to hang out with Coach Coughlin and Giants players.
They come over here to the facility. We have a meeting in the auditorium where I come in, I speak to them like they're the players. And then we take them to the weight room and they watch some of our players perform. And we take them over to the arena there and they run in the indoor facility. And they're able to see that and enjoy that. We finish it all up by having an ice cream social, and they love that as well.
Today, seeing my children have so much fun and just being happy makes me happy. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for caring for our family as well as others' families.
Each summer, Coach Coughlin hosts the J Fund Celebrity Golf Classic and fundraising gala back in Jacksonville, a tradition that's been going on for over 20 years.
In 20 years, the J Fund has touched over 4,000 families and provided $6 million in financial, emotional, and practical support. Remember that the more your goals are directed at benefiting people beyond yourself, the more likely you'll be to achieve success. And that's what this is all about.
The J Fund continues to do great work both in New Jersey and the New York metropolitan area and, of course, in Jacksonville, Florida. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. The Giants are three games into their 2015 season, which means there are 13 more tests still to come. And really what this team will make of the season depends on the individuals. You can talk about schemes, you can talk about X's and O's, but it comes from within with the players. A matter of pride, determination, and trying to be the best that they can be. And it starts on the practice field here every week, and it translates into the meeting rooms. Each player needs to take inventory of their own game and their commitment level in order for this team to press forward and be successful over the balance of the season. It's all right there in front of them, but each individual player has to come together so they can collectively, as 53, be successful. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants.com, or you can go to Giants.com and take a look at everything that's going on with the Big Blue, and don't forget the Giants' new app as well. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.